The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 8th chapter, text number 21 through 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in October of 1966 in New York.
Abhaktakshara ityuktam samahu paramangati. Yang papna nivartante tadhyamam paramam mamam. This verse we have been discussing last day, that abhaktam aksaram. Abhaktam means which is not manifested. This material world is manifested, but the spiritual world is not manifested before us. But although not manifested, that part of this creation is eternal. Aksaram. Aksaram means which has no annihilation. In this material world, everything is born, it stays for some time, it develops, it gives some byproducts, then it dwindles and then vanishes. The six forms of changes of the material form. Sarvikar, this is called in Sanskrit word sarvikar. Six kinds of changes. But the spiritual world, abhakta, which is not manifested at the present moment before us, that is aksaram. Aksaram means it is eternal. It does not annihilate. Now, this spiritual vision, at the present moment, because we are covered by the material dress or material senses, therefore, the spiritual world or anything spiritual is not conceivable due to our material senses. But we can feel that there is something spiritual. That is possible. Although we are full in ignorance of the spiritual matter, still we can feel. If you analyze yourself silently, what I am? I am this finger, I am this body, I am this hair. He'll deny, no, I am not this. So beyond this body, what is, that is spiritual. That we can feel. Similarly, as we cannot find ourselves within this matter, although I am here, that we can distinguish. The distinction between dead body and living body, something minus. That something is spirit. That something is spirit. Although we have no eyes to see, but the spirit is there. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Avinashita tad viddhi jena sarvam idam tatam. That spiritual existence is eternal, whereas this body is not eternal. Now, here it is said that abhakta aksaram, that non-manifested spiritual atmosphere, is not manifested. But how it can be manifested? We have little feeling of it, but how it can be manifested? Yes, it can be manifested. And that is Krishna consciousness, which you are preaching. In the Vedic literature, it is said that atha si Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriya. Indriya means the senses. We perceive or we get knowledge through the instruments of different senses, eyes, ear, smelling, tongue, touch. These are our five senses for gathering knowledge. And there are five senses for working. So we have got 10 senses. And the 10 senses are being conducted by the mind. So, Atah Sri Krishna namadi namhavet grahyam indriyai. Now, because Krishna is complete spirit and he is absolute, therefore his name is also spirit. His name, his form, his quality, his, opulence, his paraphernalia, everything is spiritual. But at the present moment, due to our material bondage or condition, we cannot understand what is spiritual. But this ignorance can be moved by this process, chanting Hare Krishna. How it is? I'll give you example. Just like a man is sleeping, how you can awake him? By vibration of sound. Mr. Such and Such, just get up, the time is up. Although he is now practically unconscious, he cannot see, he cannot... Still, that hearing process is so prominent that a sleeping man can be awake by vibration of sound. Similarly, the spirit soul, although it is now overpowered by this material bondage or material condition, that spiritual consciousness can be revived by this transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And for practical example, we are experiencing, and some of you, now this is Sanskrit word, some of you do not know what is the meaning of this Hare Krishna. This meaning of Hare Krishna is, it is just addressing the Supreme Lord and His energy. Hara, Hara is the energy, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh the energy of the Lord, oh the Lord, please accept me, that's all. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept. Ayi nanna tanuja patitam kim karang maam visame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadisam vichinta. This prayer was offered by Lord Chaitanya. He is praying, oh my dear Krishna, the son of Nanda. Krishna appeared as a fostered son of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna is very delighted when he is connected with some of his devotees' name. So Lord Chaitanya addresses him, oh, the son of Nanda. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean of nescience, ignorance. Please pick me up and fix me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. That's all. Just like a man fallen in the ocean, the only survival is if somebody goes and picks him just 1 inch above the water, he feels immediately released. Immediately. So, as soon as we are fixed up in Krishna consciousness, the immediate release. Immediate. There is no question about it. It is such a nice thing. So, although we cannot perceive the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, His name, His fame, simply by speculating that what is the name of God, we cannot understand what is the name of God. Simply by speculating what is the form of God, it is not possible to understand. But as soon as you become situated in Krishna consciousness, Sevan mukhi jivhado Swayameva Spurattada. If you engage yourself in this Krishna consciousness business, then gradually God will reveal Himself before you. Oh, you cannot see God by your own endeavor, but if you qualify yourself, God will reveal Himself and you will see Him. This is the process. You cannot order, oh God, please come before me and dance before me. No. Oh, he cannot be ordered supplier. But you have to do in such a way that he will be pleased to reveal himself before you and you will see him fully. So, here it is said, a bhakta apsara, that is transcendental, there is. Because it is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking himself, there is no cause of doubting. There is no cause of doubting. The only thing is how to feel it, how to understand it. That understanding will gradually be developed and it will be, the truth will be revealed to you if you go on with this chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is simple process, very simple process. Even children can take part in it. Even a child of 6 months took part in it. Whereas in the last meeting you have seen, there was a small child sitting on the lap of his father and he was also joining, you see. Means automatic. A dog will dance, a cat will dance, a child will dance. There is no necessity of preliminary qualification for understanding, because it is from the spiritual platform. It is from the spiritual platform. So this simple process will reveal before you what is spiritual kingdom, what is God, what you are, what is this material world, why you are conditioned, what is the remedy, everything will be. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni vidbhapano. Gradually, step by step, by step by step. So, abhaktya aksharam ittuttam, it is in the Vedic literature, it is said that that spiritual world and the spirit, everything is non-manifested, but still that is eternal. We have to see through the books of knowledge. We have to believe, and it will be revealed if you follow. Just like you purchase a ticket for going to India, some India airline or Pan American airline you purchase. But why do you purchase? You can disbelieve. So what is the evidence that I shall go to India by purchasing the ticket? But still with faith, because people are going there, the company is running, under certain circumstances, he creates some faith. Yes, it will take. And actually, when you purchase ticket and sit down on the plane, next morning you get down. So you have to be, but for the faith, why you are accepting that faith? Because it is a company which is authorized, which is recognized, therefore you are creating faith. Faith you must have. Without faith, you cannot go a step forward in your ordinary life. You must have faith. But faith, where faith? Belief and faith should be in the authorized place. That is the process. Faith we must have. Without faith we cannot make progress. But not blind faith, but to accept something which is recognized. So, here Bhagavad Gita is recognized. Bhagavad Gita is recognized, so far India is concerned, 7%. Either they may be theist or atheist, that doesn't matter. Bhagavad Gita is accepted by all classes of men in India. And so far outside India is concerned, all scholars, all religionists, all philosophers, they have accepted this Bhagavad Gita as authority. So there is no doubt about Bhagavad Gita as being authority. Even Professor Einstein, he was reading regularly this Bhagavad Gita, such a great scientist. So there are many evidences. So you believe this, that there is a spiritual atmosphere, and that is the kingdom of God. And here it is stated that yanga prapana nivartante, if you somehow or other, you can reach that spiritual atmosphere, then the result is na nivartante, you will have no more to take this material body, na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. So you will become quietly and happily situated in your eternal life. Don't you think? Now suppose, if you are placed in some country where you can understand that in this country I will have no more death, no more miseries, no more old age, no more disease, will you not be happy? Suppose you are transferred to a country where these things are available. Yes, I must be happy. If I can get some place where I'll have not to die again, or not to become old, and not to have any diseases, certainly I shall accept it. That is my desire, heart's desire. I want that. Why you want that? Because you have got the right to have that prerogative. You have got the right. Therefore you want. You are eternal, you are blissful, you are full of knowledge, simply you are covered by this material entanglement, therefore you have forgotten yourself. So here is the chance. Here is the chance to take advantage and revive my original status of life. Original status of life. Here it is clearly said, jaga prapana nivartante. If you somehow or other can approach that spiritual atmosphere, then you haven't got to return again in this land of miseries or the atmosphere. We have already discussed that we are trying to become happy by transferring ourselves to the moon planet. Now the present movement is going there. We are thinking that if we can transfer ourselves to the moon planet, we shall be happy. It is useless. The Bhagavad Gita has already informed you that even if you go to the highest planet, abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinarja, even if you go by somewhere other, you cannot go. That is a dream only. But still, if you go by your Sputnik or by aeronautic means, but still, the four principles of material misery, namely birth, death, old age and disease, you cannot avoid. So it is not our business to have our place anywhere within this material world, either this country or this planet or that planet. We'll never be happy. Here is the information. Abhaktam aksharam ittuttam stamahu paramangati. If you can reach that highest perfectional stage of life, then only you will no longer be required to come back again to this nonsense material world. This is the information you get. And where you shall do, what you shall do there, some philosophers think that that a spiritual atmosphere must be impersonal, void. There are some philosophers that think like that. We accept the spiritual atmosphere. The impersonalists, Shankarites, even the Buddhists, they also, somewhere or other, they accept that there is the voidness. But the Bhagavad Gita does not disappoint you in that way. That voidness philosophy has created atheism. because just try to understand clearly. I am spiritual being. I want enjoyment. That is my life. I want enjoyment. But as soon as my future is void, I must be inclined to enjoy this material life. Therefore, they simply discuss this voidness in impersonalism, but they enjoy as much as possible this material life. Simply armchair philosophical discussion. But as soon as we see their behavior, they are too much attached with material enjoyment. So that is simply, you can enjoy some speculation, that's all. But there is no benefit. But really, if one has any spiritual sense, he will at once cease from all this nonsense enjoyment. That is the symptom of any idea of spirituality. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatra sya. The test is, if you have developed your Krishna consciousness, if you have developed your devotional spirit, spiritual realization, the result will be that you will be at once detached from this all kinds of material enjoyment. How it is? The example is given that just like a hungry man, if he is given nice foodstuff, and as soon as he eats and feels satisfaction, he says, no, I don't want any. Shamin kritartho sri varang na jaache. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find, Brahma bhuta prasanna atmana so siti nakankati tamas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavati para. One who is spiritually realized, his symptom will be full satisfaction. He'll no longer be hankering after this nonsense material enjoyment. That is spiritual realization. Parang drishtyani vattate raso vajja raso pisa. Say raso pisa. Now, just like, it is very clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, just like a diseased man, he is forbidden by the doctor, you don't eat, you don't have sex life, you don't, so many don't. But he is forced to accept that don't. But inner side, he feels, if I get, I will be happy. Inner side is want. But a spiritualist, inner side he is strong. He is not important. But he don't like sex intercourse. Doesn't like. He hates. That is spiritual life. Inner side is strong enough. He can marry thrice. But he has got a detachment. That is spiritual life. Param drishtani vatta. Just like if you get something superior, naturally you give up all inferior things. So, we want enjoyment. But this atheism or this voidness, this impersonalism, they have created such an atmosphere that we are simply speculating, but we are addicted to this material enjoyment. That is not the process. Here it is said, purusasya parapratya bhaktyastan bhaktya labhastan anvaya. If you accept the principle of Krishna consciousness, the devotional path, and if you worship that supreme personality of Godhead, then you can have the spiritual realization, and you prepare yourself, and you become detached from this material enjoyment, your life becomes sublime. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Purusha. Here it is clearly said, Purusha. Purusha, the supreme personality of God. Purusha sa para. Para means supreme. Partha. Oh, my dear Arjuna, that in that spiritual atmosphere, there is the supreme personality. He's a person just like you and me. Just you are talking face to face. When you reach there, we'll talk face to face with God. We'll play, we'll eat, everything. Purusasya parapratha. How can attain the state? Bhaktya. not by speculating, but bhakti, you have to serve me, you have to render transcendental loving service. That is the way. Vakta sananaya. Sananaya means without any adulteration. Adulteration, what is that adulteration? I love God for some material benefit. That is adulteration. I love God to become one with Him. That is adulteration. This sub-adulteration devotional service will not help you. Unadulterated. Sananaya, ananaya. Jashantasthani, sarvani, bhutani, jina sarvahidam tatam. And that Supreme Personality, although He is just like a person like you and me, still He is so widespread that everything is within Him and everything in Him is outside and inside. That is the conception of God. God is everywhere, but still He has got His kingdom about, He has got His association, everything. Just like the sun. The sun sign is all over the universe, but it has got its own planet, its own residence, localized, everything. So that is the conception of God. And that God, or Krishna, is in that spiritual atmosphere. If we approach, then our life will be successful, our aims will be fulfilled, and we will be happy, and will be prosperous eternally. Not for temporary, but eternally. Thank you very much.